Welcome to another episode of Hair Biz Radio with your host, Zakira and
Mikey.
And we are joined today by a special guest. Her name is Damian Flagler, and she is an educator, a stylist, a rapper, a philanthropist, all of the things.
All
Jackie
of
all trades.
Yes.
give me a list of what she doesn't do.
Right.
Say what I don't do than what I do.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So she is here with us today. She might even kick a little freestyle for us, maybe. You know, I'm joking. But yeah, we're so happy to have her in the studio. Before we get started with the conversation, Mikey, what's been up?
Well, we had a good day today. I was at Paul Mitchell in Atlanta. With Dallas, of course.
I saw that.
And India.
My brother.
Yep.
Yes.
So India was speaking from Wig Medical. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. I'm just there for the support. She's doing really good public speaking. I'm a little upset with both of you guys at the moment because we started talking about Detroit and Sloppy Chops, some restaurant Sloppy Chops. I've never been there. Despite me spending a lot of time in the D, because you know, we do have private label.
Detroit
on 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Special shout out to my business partner, Angela Yee, way up with Yee.
Yes.
Killing it. So I know when you guys think Detroit, you think Eminem, 8 Mile. But now you can think Mikey, 8 Mile too.
I got you. I'm correlating the two.
Yeah.
They were showing me pictures of pork chops. I wasn't real hungry, but now I'm starving.
Right. So
I don't know how long this podcast is. No, I'm just kidding. But this, not pork chops, lamb chops. Those lamb chops look good. Zakira all of a sudden can cook. She got married and now she can cook.
Not all of a sudden.
Okay. So look, things are looking up over here. So I'm excited about today because, you know, we just met each other 15, 20 minutes ago. The energy is unbelievable.
Yes. Listen, very infectious.
It's my family already. Yes. I already told y'all before we started, y'all can't get rid of me. Y'all can't get rid of me. Might as well get used to it a long time.
It's like the energy's there. I don't even need coffee.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm
ready for today. I'm ready to dig in because I think you have a great story.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's out there a little bit, but now we have a long form content here so we can really dive in deep and talk about where you started. I know you have a big event coming up on November 18th. Mark your calendar.
Yes.
So we're getting to that. How you got into the hair industry and just everything.
Yeah.
Got you.
Let's jump into it. Before we do, we just have to recognize Mikey in this suit coat that he has on with the hat. Okay, because normally we see Mikey in t-shirt, shorts.
A little casual,
but he dressed it up for Damian today.
That's Mikey the man.
Yeah.
That's Mikey the man. Don't play with him.
All right. So we're going to dive into it, Damian. So let's go back, like way back. Like, what made you want to get into the hair industry?
Y'all, to be honest, I never wanted to do hair. I grew up in the salon. My grandmother had a hair store when I was in middle school. My mother, she built a hair salon out of the garage of our home. So, you know how people tell you when you're growing up, oh, you're going to be just like your mama. You're going to be just like your mama. I was, like, determined not to be like my mama because I had to wash hair for punishment, take out hair for punishment, stuff like that. So being
did you get some good hair washes though?
Was it
mad hair washes? Like she got me over here washing this hair.
I'm in your brain. You hear me? I was doing that for a while, like helping my mom and stuff like that. So when I grew up, I was like, I'm going in the medical field. I'm gonna be a doctor. I want to save. I knew I wanted to save lives, but I thought God was gonna have me in the hospital. But He gave me a hair hospital where I could cater to His people and minister to them in another way. Because some people they think like we're just doing hair, and this is bigger than just doing
you
hair.
Therapist.
We're
you
a therapist. Yes, seriously, because you have some people who really be dealing with depression, self-esteem issues, suicide on a whole nother level.
Yep.
Like what really started making me take hair serious was when one of my clients came to me after I did her hair the day that I did her hair, God really had me pay attention to her because I just felt something with her energy. I just felt like she was shy. And I was like, you know, I'm going to just pay her a little attention because everybody else there that day they were regular clients. Mm-hmm. So it was like they knew me already. So I wanted to kind of pay attention to the one that didn't really know of me, didn't really know the vibe of, you know, the shop. So yeah. I was just like, okay, let me just show her some love, try to shake her up, wake her up a bit, let her know that she don't have to be, you know, off center here. Yeah. Like, we are family. Like, I try to love on my clients like they're my family, because they are.
Important. Yeah.
Looking at them more than just a dollar bill, like mm-hmm. actually caring about them. So, you know, she came, got her hair done. She felt good. She left looking good. You could tell, like, she kind of spruced up a little bit once I did her hair. And that makes me feel good, too, because it's, yeah. like, just to seeing the reactions on their faces. But the next day she came back. See, at first, y'all, I was kind of like, now, what's going on? Because I ain't never had nobody come back the day after doing their hair, because the wig stays.
Yes.
I don't have no problem.
Period. We're going to get into the laser glue.
Yeah,
years.
I don't have no problem with people wigs falling off the day after I do their wig. So I was just like, dang, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
She was in tears. And she basically just let me know that to just stay being myself and to stay with the personality that I have. Yeah. Because just me pouring into her and paying attention to her, it made her change her decision for committing suicide.
Wow.
She's like, that's almost
powerful.
That's powerful. And I was taken back because I was just like, what if I was rude?
Mm-hmm.
What if I was a B.I.T., you know what I'm saying, yeah. to her? You know, what if I ignored her and didn't really see her?
Yeah.
And she was just like, she'd been dealing with, you know, marriage issues for a couple of years. She don't really talk to her family. Her husband hadn't called her beautiful in 7 years.
Wow.
And when she went home, he couldn't stop saying that she was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
When she was going to the gas station, people was pumping her gas. And she was like, I felt like your energy followed me out of your shop. And she said, I just want to thank you because of you, I'm able to realize my worth again. Yeah. I'm able to see my beauty again. And I told her right then and there, I said, baby, you have to realize I do a lace. I don't change a face. So you was beautiful before you came
yes,
here.
Come on now.
But I'm glad I was able to allow myself to use my talent that God gave me to help you pull the, you know, the lens off. You, it was a little blurred. You know, sometimes we do feel like our hair, when I look crazy in my scalp, I ain't feeling too good.
Yeah.
So I got it. But unfortunately, I was never dealing with the depths of, you know, issues that she was dealing with, to where she was like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And for someone to tell you that their interaction with you and their encounter with you was the reason they decided life instead of death,
mm-hmm.
you will no longer look at what you do the same.
Never.
I couldn't take it lightly. And I told God from then forward, I told him to anoint my hands and mm-hmm. word my mouth and guide my footsteps, for real, and bless my ears so that I'm hearing the right things that I'm supposed to say to these people, because I know it's just not about hair. God has these people coming to sit in my chair to receive something.
Yes.
And even if it's not me telling them something, sometimes me just talking to them help myself.
Because,
you know, we can always give advice to other people, but when it comes down to ourselves, like, I never
we
know
don't
what
listen
to
our
myself.
Own advice.
But when I'm talking to other people, I'm like, thank you, God. Yeah. I need to hear that for myself.
Yeah, that's good. That's
so
good.
So, I mean, that's really how I started taking hair seriously, for real. Those type of encounters.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than just putting hair on someone's head. This is to remind them that there is a God.
Yeah.
His spirit resides, you know, in you and in me and in this business. You know what I'm saying? I try to include him in everything that I do so that it goes out the right way. And he been holding me down.
That's so powerful. I think that people think that bad things have to happen for you to get a grip on what your purpose is or to walk in your purpose. But good things can happen too. And in your case, you were impacted by something good that changed somebody else's life. So that is a powerful story.
I'll tell you what, we have a public service announcement.
Right.
We got a hairstylist here so good, she's saving lives.
Right.
Okay, prices just went up. Counters
went up.
And that's why I came up with my slogan, slay a lace, save a life.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who you helping by doing their hair.
Yeah.
You don't know what them people going through. I didn't know what she was going through when I did her hair.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, I'm always selfless in the moment of doing people's hair, because it's not about me when I'm doing their hair.
Yeah.
It's completely about them. I get in my undivided attention, and I try to just ask them about themselves. Like, how are you?
Yeah.
How are you today? How was your morning? You will be surprised at how many people don't even get that question in their everyday life.
And that's a problem, because let's talk about not just Atlanta stylists, but some stylists like across the board. And we have this conversation a lot, especially with some of our guests when we get into the experience.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are paying for the experience, not necessarily your hands that are doing that, doing your hair, which is a bonus because people want their hair to come out great. But they're also coming back because of this experience that you provide.
Correct.
So when stylists don't include a shampoo in their services, or when they're just like, okay, sit down, or you just a number, like people come in and they feel like, all right, I'm sitting in a chair now, I got my AirPods in, I'm working, I'm listening to my stuff. There's really no interaction.
Exactly.
And so how did you formulate what that experience would look like for your clients? Because we have... We have a Facebook group with over 40K hair people in the hair industry, whether they're stylists or they sell hair or whatever the case may be. And so people are always looking to perfect their craft when it comes to working with clients or retaining clients.
Honestly.
Or is it just you?
More so my personality. I kid you not, because y'all, when I first doing hair, I didn't know what I was doing for real. I was practicing on myself first, and I was putting my own wigs on, and I was working at another hair boutique. And to help boost the sales of the hair boutique, I would tell them, buy a wig, I put it on for free.
Mm.
I started getting big from doing free wig installations.
Wow.
So that's why I was like, I have to continue to be the philanthropist that I am naturally, because that is what got me known in Atlanta. People didn't even know if I was a male or a female when I first started doing hair, because all I had was just hair on my page. I wasn't posting myself like that as much. So they would be coming in talking to me like, is that guy Damien here doing hair? And I'm just laughing because I'm like, it's me.
It's me.
It's the girl right here. You know what I'm saying? But like literally a lot of my clients say, like, your personality is what kept me a client of yours. Because I literally, like, even since I was a kid, I feel good making people feel good.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, like, that's just truly who I am. I love to put smiles on people's face. So that naturally just happened with me doing hair. Like, the energy is what attracted the people. They will see my videos on Instagram. I'm hyping the people up, having them twerk, having them stand on your head for all I care. You know what I'm saying? However you want to express your happiness from getting your hair done, do it. This is a no-judgment zone. And me just being non-judgmental, letting them be themselves, and also really caring about them, because you can't expect to treat each person the same way.
Correct. Because everybody needs something different.
My niche was like learning each person individually, not trying to treat all of my clients the same.
Yeah.
Because it's like they all have different walks of life. They all have different, some people like baby hair, some people like natural hairline.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like long hair, some people like short hair.
Yeah.
Some people like color hair, some people don't. And it kind of goes with their personality.
Yeah, that's true.
So once that's I learn true. Their personality, I can like learn how to service them in the best way that I can. And it just went from there. Just went from there. But that matters. Because energy is everything.
Yeah,
you're dealing with people's crown chakra, their crowns, their head. So it's like if your energy is not good, that's going to run the people away. I don't care how good you're slaying laces, doing braids, clip-ins, whatever it is that you do as a stylist. Like if your energy is off, you will run the money away. You will literally run it away. It has to be a passion of yours.
Yeah.
It can't just be about the paper.
Yeah,
that's true. Passion will bring the paper.
Yeah.
But if your passion is not there.
Well, we say the people will bring the money. When you service the people, the money will come.
You got to service the people. You can't do the service for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like what grew me and catapulted my career, because it wasn't about the money for me at first. It's still to this day. When I started doing hair, it was just about me making them feel good with getting their wigs. You know what I'm saying? It was like, hey, buy a wig. I'll put it on for free so you can see how you look in this wig. So it started from that to I was having a lot of people to the point where I couldn't even do my actual job that I was getting paid for.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe I need to start charging the people.
Oh,
and then it was like, okay, God, listen, we got to get in the act of not chasing the bag. Mm-hmm. When we chase God, God fill the bag for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I had to realize. Like, once I included myself and got serious with it and including God with it, once I had that experience with that lady, I was just like, okay, God, this is you. This is deeper than me. Yeah. And once I got serious about it and I included him with it and I prayed over it, and I was just like, you know, God, you do what you do. You lead the way. That's when it was just like, it went from here to here. I came here when I didn't even have 10K followers. And it's like, boom, look at you now.
Yeah.
But that's like, all God. All glory go to God.
Preaching today.
I tell you what, I like your personality so much. I'm like in your chair getting a wig put on just so I can hang out with you. Just so I get some of that energy.
It's infectious. It is infectious. Yeah.
That's my new name, y'all. Listen, when y'all see Mr. Mikey, y'all say, Mikey the man. That's Mikey the man.
A little tequila always helps.
I know. So let's put some timelines on this. So when did you start?
What year was that? What year?
I just turned 21.
Okay.
I just turned 21. I had just moved here from Florida. And it was like more so, I was just helping a hair company. I was the receptionist. And once I started putting on the free wigs, the owner was like, they love you. You might need to do this for real. And I'm like, wait, so I'm not going to be the receptionist no more? She's just like, this is what, instead of me finding an actual stylist for this salon, you might, they love you. They call in, they're asking for you now. You might as well just be the stylist. So that's when I transitioned from being the receptionist to the stylist.
Your gift will make room for you.
It made room for me. It definitely did.
That's really good. I love that. So from there, you started putting on wigs. And then from there, did you diversify what you were doing as far as your hair specialty? And then what came along after that?
Really, wigs in itself just evolved.
Okay.
So it was like I tried to just stay
in your lane.
I tried to just stay up to date with the evolvement of laces, because first, remember, we was wearing monkey hairline wigs. It wasn't no plucking, no bleaching. Like, there wasn't no HD transparent, all of this. It wasn't like, it was none of that.
What year are we talking? Because I'm just curious. What year do you think, like, were you first getting into wigs? About what year?
Well, I I'll probably say like 2017, 18, but I was just a receptionist.
Okay.
And they,
I'm trying to go see how far she's going back just from a product standpoint. I personally, I'm like, I know I don't do hair, but when I say I know products, like I'm in the manufacturing facility. So next week I'm being the manufacturing facility, like in China.
Yeah.
But it's like, I love to understand the evolution of the wigs, the lace, because I've seen it over the last decade that I've been in the business, side by side with Zakira, honestly. And we've watched it grow and see what people do with it. So I love talking to someone like yourself that, you know, about 5-6 years ago that you're going through, and we talk about
the knots were so thick.
They're doing like 5-6 hairs per knot.
It was crazy. And I was just like, oh my God. So just seeing it evolve over the years, I'm like, okay, I gotta learn this technique. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. And to be self-taught, it just made me feel so good. Cause it was just like, when I look back, I'm like,
come on, self-taught.
Who let me do that to them?
But you know what? You made an interesting point. She said when she first started, she didn't know what she was doing. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, everybody, when they're first starting a business or as a hairstylist,
they don't know
what they're doing. So never let that stop you or slow you down, because
Amen.
What she did is repetitive, very repetitive. And that's how you learn. You're not going to put on one or two wigs.
You're not.
And you know, Drake's going to be including your songs.
Right.
Yeah, good job, Tay. But what I'm saying is, like, but like, you perfected your craft because you did it over and over. She didn't do wigs and say, okay, now I'm doing quick weaves.
Right.
Now
I'm
doing eye tips.
Silk presses.
She wasn't all over the board. She said, this is what I do, and I'm going to be the best.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, seriously. Because it was like, I was in the salon Tuesday through Saturday, whether I had a client or not. I said, I'm going to perfect this. If these people are coming and saving 9-to-5 money, they're coming out their way to come sit in the salon with me. Some people are literally lined up out the shop before I even get there.
Wow.
They're waiting. I'm like, I got to take this just as serious as they're taking it.
Yeah.
So I was in there Tuesday through Saturday. I would literally only give myself 2 days off. And sometimes I didn't even have 2 days off, because I would give one-on-ones or private appointments class, on Sundays or Mondays, depending on whichever one they would choose.
Yeah.
So I would make myself free all throughout the week. It's even though it kind of made it kind of has to where my clients dictated my life, I was okay with that. I was really okay because I was like, you know, I have a pulse. I have a purpose. Yeah. I'm here. I'm doing something for somebody. So it was like, I was okay because I was doing something.
Yeah.
But it was like, you're not going to learn this overnight. So people who like watching us online, as far as like people who trying to learn and stylists, they see us where we are today. This was not overnight.
We just had this conversation.
Do not beat yourself up when you see people online and they laying laces. Oh, no filter, no lace, no case, all of that. Don't beat yourself up. Because, baby, I remember the first couple photos, baby, it was lace in a case. Okay? Like, I had a lace in a case. So just have patience with yourself and your own craft. Don't compare yourself to nobody around you. And just be the best version of you, and you're going to get to where you need to be.
And so that's it's so easy to say, don't compare yourself to someone else. I feel like with the age that we're living in now, it's so immediate for you to do that when you're on social media and you're looking at everybody else and you watching how everybody else maneuver through their businesses and stuff. Have you ever dealt with imposter syndrome or comparison?
No, I'm more so like to be inspired by other people's work. Yeah. Because once you start to go with, I compare me with the old me. Okay, last year you was doing baby hairs like this, so you need to be doing baby hairs better. Because it's like, I'm going to be depressed trying to be somebody else. Like, I'm setting myself up for an okie-doke.
Yeah.
Now, I can compare myself to myself because it's like, this is you. This is what you started with. This is what you were doing. You can be better than this. Me telling myself that I can be better than somebody else, I don't know what they went through, how they learned this. You know what I'm saying? But I know what I went through and how I got to a certain point in my life. So I know I can be better than that because I know I can grow from that point in my life. But I can't say, oh, I'm going to be better than that person and what he doing because I don't know what it took to get there. Mm-hmm. So me sitting there trying to compare and trying to beat this, it's like, it's not even your race, baby. You involving yourself in a race that doesn't even involve you.
Yeah.
The race that you're in is with self. And once people realize that, then they're going to be like, okay, it will give you more focus with your craft and your talent, because it's like you not being distracted. I find that as distractions. And that's how the industry is nowadays. Mm-hmm. They put us up against each other so much. And it's like, why we all can't be great in our own way? Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, everybody's slapping on wigs for real. It's more so how you presenting it and the experience you presenting with it.
Yep.
That's the best exactly marketer what it is. Wins these days.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are you bringing it to the forefront? Because everybody's laying wigs. Everybody is laying wigs since COVID.
That's true. Yeah.
Everybody. YouTube Academy. Baby, I'm lucky to do a wig today. Everybody doing wigs. So it's just like, how are you going to set yourself apart? You can't set yourself apart by comparing yourself to the next person. Mm-hmm. You got to be better than you.
Yeah, that's so true. And I know that there's people watching right now or listening that have struggled with imposter syndrome or comparison. And that was an on-time word for everybody.
See, you like baby hairs?
At first, I didn't. I didn't know how to do them.
But you like baby hairs?
But I do now.
I love baby hairs. there's a lot of people that don't like baby hairs, and I'm like,
well, see, now.
I think they look good.
See, now they don't.
If they're done right.
Right.
Now they're done right. Baby hairs is out right now.
Because sometimes the baby hairs be mini bangs.
Yeah,
baby hair or a bang?
Yeah, they be baby hairing a little bit too much.
Too much.
It'd be a little bit too much.
Like, how you washing your face?
Come on now.
But I get what you're saying. A lot of people, like I said, the lace, it be evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and when I first started, like I said, the hairlines was like, you know, you just pop it on, you get a little fluff.
Yeah.
But once we started plucking and bleaching and giving scalp, and then that's when, like, okay, I want some swoops. I want some baby hairs. But now that you got the HD and the, you know, the transparent, all that. So now they're getting back into, I just wanted to show
natural.
Because, you know, it got to the point where people was hiding the lace with the baby hair.
Yeah.
So it's like you couldn't really tell if they knew how to lay a lace or not because the baby hair covering the lace. So it's like, are you talented for real?
Yeah.
Like, are you really melting it or are you just covering it up? So it's like nowadays, if you do you a mean natural, oh baby, mm-hmm. you popping your A game.
Yeah.
You
know
what I'm saying? Well, it's interesting because I'll tell you what happened. The hairlines have evolved mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you look at the hairline, so I'll give you an example. Dallas and I worked on a project and it was during COVID and it took a whole year, right? And the project was we wanted to create the most realistic hairline possible. Because generally you get a wig that's manufactured and it's very much like the it's just a line. It's pre-plucked. It's not pre-plucked. Yeah. It's just the way it's ventilated. It's just, you know, a Chinese term for marketing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we wanted something, a custom ventilation job, right? So the first inch is one of the most important things.
Absolutely
for the, front,
the most
right?
important.
So I said, okay, how can we do this better? So it's all V's and W's. And then the first inch needs to be a single hair knots because everyone complains single. About the knots.
Yeah.
Right. So that's how we created what's called the invisible hairline wig. And when I tell you this was a process because I had to do it in stages, we actually went as far as Dawi, our producer back there, he recorded this. We had to have it translated into Mandarin and then sent over as a training video. The interesting thing is where you have the disconnect between manufacturing and then what hairstylists are doing. Mm. And I'm kind of the guy in the middle that's trying to like say, okay, this is what the hairstylist wants. This is what the manufacturers do. Let me change the process. It's funny because the first wig they made and it was perfect. You know, I'm real close with my team and they're like, Mikey, I don't think anyone's going to buy this. It looks horrible. And it was the most perfect. I was like, this is what, I was like, what you guys don't understand is this is what the hairstylists spend an hour between the bleach knots, because I already have the knots bleached, these wigs, the custom hairline ventilated. It's not this perfect line. They think it's supposed to be a perfect line.
No.
Right? So like the manufacturing side over, it's just in the last like year or two, more people are starting to do it.
Yeah, because the most imperfect hairline is the best.
Mm-hmm. Same thing like with India. India would make the bushiest frontals enclosures you ever saw. The reason why is women in India have the thickest hairlines. It's like it is thick up here.
Yeah.
So they'll make the closures and frontals the same way. And I said, no, calm this density down. Okay, because it's a lot more work for them because that's a lot more of the ventilation process.
Yeah. What was the time frame that it took? I remember we had talked about it before, but the time frame for one wig to be ventilated or
For like custom. For a lace front wig.
Yeah.
So like a lace front wig, it can take, or just the frontal part.
Mm-hmm.
The frontal part, depending on the most skilled, it's going to take minimum probably 13 by 4, maybe 20 hours.
Yeah. That's for one.
Yeah. It's a lot.
They don't understand. Like a lot of this in it handmade.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of these factories, they got plethora of people in there hand making this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand like, this is a very expensive, like, habit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So don't be getting these wigs and thinking y'all could just, like, I know it be looking like y'all real hair, but y'all be scratching, putting combs, ripping it and all type of stuff. Like, calm down.
Yeah.
Well,
calm down.
That's why we've tried to perfect the wig so people don't, because what we find is people just mess things up.
Yeah.
So that's why we really wanted to perfect the hairline where you really, like, I'll show you after this, you really don't need to pluck these wigs, right? You don't need the bleach knots. We've already done that, right? We already did your middle part and your side part. I'm like, guys, because I see some of the returns and people are like, oh, I didn't do anything to it. I'm like,
how?
This wig is black and now it's like purple.
Exactly.
Do anything to it.
They always say
so
that.
So I'm like, let's just take all the work out of it so it doesn't get messed up.
Yeah.
And you got a much better
perfect
product.
Install. Absolutely.
It just makes it easier. And it saves the hairstylist a lot of time, too. Because
what
hairstylist honestly wants to bleach knots?
Nobody.
Nobody.
It's
like,
honestly, for me.
Like, nobody wants to bleach knots.
Me, myself, and I, none of them want to do it.
And a lot
I
of
do
them,
it to make you look
and
good.
And a lot of them still do it wrong. They're using, like, 40-volume developer, trying to brush the thing.
They plucking it so hard. They ripping the lace. My clients be bringing me stuff, and I just be like, I feel like y'all bring me this stuff because I call myself Dr. Flagler. But this is a whole nother level of doctoring. A whole nother level. But I do it because I got to make my people feel and look good. But I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
So
you made it to your dog.
So how long will the lace last when you do a wig?
Most of my clients come back after 3 to 4 weeks the first time.
Really?
Like, one thing about Go Glue Baby,
mm-hmm.
Gold glue is the GOAT. And I love when I personally install the gold glue in wigs on my clients because I do it like right. Mm-hmm. And I try to teach it, you know, as far as like people applying the product right, because people don't understand. Just because you have a good product, if you're not using it right, correct, you're not going to get the same result.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So it's like you will have people try to talk against a product and it's like, well, let me see how you're using it. Well, of course it's sliding back because you put the wig on when the glue wasn't even dry and the glue done went through the lace. So now it's messy. It's going to slide back. It wasn't able to anchor to the wig. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. You have to make sure they're using these products right so that they got the right results. And so once I was able to show people and like post a little mini tutorials and stuff like that, it was like, okay, Damien, I get what you're saying. Yeah. You got you something.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and it just went from there. Like go glue the product grew faster than my actual salon, like following the as far as like the Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's growing pretty fast. And I'm just like, wow, it's amazing because a lot of stylists are liking it. And thank you to everybody who's supporting Go Glue. I'm just so honored to be able to offer a product that people are in love with. And they're like, I need this before I go on a trip. I need this before I do my performance. I need this. And to see big stylists come and use the glue, I'm just like, wow. Like, it makes me feel so good to be a part of such great creations, because these stylists out here are freaking bomb. Like, they're bomb.
Okay, so where do you buy the Go Glue?
You can either come to Deneen Define right by Cumberland Mall, mm-hmm. or you can order online at DeneenDefine.com. That's DeneenDefined.com.
Well, we'll put that in the show notes and stuff. But it's interesting because I wasn't even expecting this, but Zakira probably knows where I'm going with this after the last few episodes. So one thing I realized, because I was in the food industry before this. So I had a product. It was a food product. And I was in hundreds of grocery stores. And getting in stores is really tough.
Like, it is. Me and my team been trying.
It's tough. Okay. And I was in Whole Foods and Kroger and doing all these events.
Mikey the man.
It was great until it failed and I lost almost everything.
It wasn't a fail.
No. It was the best learning experience.
It was a learning experience. Like, but who can say that shit wasn't? Come on, Mikey. Come on, man. That wasn't no failure.
But one of the cool things I realized is Private Label has 6 locations. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I am working on currently is a small business program. So what I'm looking to do is, you saw the beautiful showroom downstairs. Mm-hmm. We have 6 of them, and some of them are even nicer than the Atlanta one.
Yeah.
Right? And what I'm doing is creating shelf space for small business entrepreneurs that need more places for people to get their product.
Own up.
So after this interview, I'm going to talk about purchasing some wholesale from you.
Yay.
So we can feature it in our stores. Private Label has its own lace glue, but it's okay. If yours is better, then and people like yours better. Some people honestly will like yours better. Some will like mine better.
Some people won't even combine the two. I have some people that use it and combine other ones. I'm just like, okay,
that's what works for you.
I'm good. If it's better, then I need to be better. And I'm okay with that. And I can say that humbly.
Yeah.
Right. So after this, we'll talk about getting you in our 6 stores. That'll give you 4 in Atlanta, because where you are, it'll give you more access for people. Mm-hmm. If someone's in Lithonia, honestly, they're probably not. They don't want to drive.
Yeah.
Atlanta traffic.
You're absolutely correct. I don't even like driving in Atlanta. Right. But I don't even like going to my own store.
If you go to the Lithonia Private Label store, right, in the Tucker Private Label, or you now have placement in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
You'll now be on 8 Mile in Detroit.
I truly appreciate that. So that's big.
I think that would be
I love perfect,
because you said we're going to be working together for a while upstairs.
Like, hello. So now, you can't get rid of me. It's over with.
I'm helping lock
you in. You're locking it in. Like, you see in the vision. I'm trying to tell you, I knew you was for me. Like, come on. Y'all heard that, right? We got all these witnesses. It's recording. It's still recording. Is it still recording? Okay, it's still recording. I got. Okay, we're in there.
There we go.
I love it.
I think it's perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
I'm excited.
So, I love it. Let's go.
My cheese is too hard, y'all. Ching.
I love it.
Now, something else real important we have to get into, especially, I don't want it to be too late in the episode, just in case someone makes a mistake of dipping out early on this episode.
Right.
you got a big event coming up.
Yes.
Listen, y'all.
November 18th.
November 18th. Let's talk a little bit about how it started. And then this is going to be the fourth year of it. Yes. And where it is today, mm-hmm. what makes it special, how people can be part of it, mm-hmm. right? Because I know a private label is going to be part of it.
Yes, right? sir.
And I just want to know more about it because I know a little bit about it, but I'm about to learn from you as well.
Yes.
And then our listeners and viewers can find out as well.
So Laceland Free Fest was a small thought of mine during COVID. Y'all experienced COVID right along with me here in Atlanta, where we were literally locked down. Well, the world was locked down. We couldn't go nowhere.
Atlanta was kind of still a little open.
Yeah, we was a little ignorant because I got to find myself. We're still trying to do hair, but it's okay. It was a learned experience. But you know, we were locked down. We wasn't able to go get our hair done as much. We wasn't able to go get our nails done. Mm-hmm. Go to events to where we needed to get our makeup done. It was like, what we getting our makeup done for? Ain't nowhere to go.
Yeah,
you know, we literally on live having live parties and stuff like that. Nobody can't even see us for real.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know what? I told myself, I said, because during COVID, even though it was a pandemic, God blessed me to make the most money I've ever made in my life.
Yes, yes.
So I was like, I didn't overlook that. I didn't take that for granted. Mm-hmm. I told God, when we open back up, I'm going to find me a location. I said, God, if you bless me with a location by the time we open back up, I'm going to do a huge giveaway with the money that you blessed me with in this season.
Love it.
And this how I know this was something that I was supposed to do for God, because I was looking for places in the beginning of the year and I couldn't find nothing, y'all. Like, everything was out of my price range. It was either too small. It was just like no parking space. It was just like something was wrong or it just didn't work out. So like a month before we opened up, someone literally called me on my phone and was like, are you looking for a salon?
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, I'm looking for a salon. Why? Who this is?
Right.
So they told me to meet them there. I seen it. I said, this is my place. I called it. I put my name on everything.
Yeah.
And literally within like the next 2 weeks, it was like happening. There was the person who was in the salon. They didn't want it anymore. They was having a new venture. And I was like, boom, let me get it. You know what I'm saying? So I got it. They gave me the first month free. So I was able to like do everything in it. So I said, God, you got me the place. I'm going to give back.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to give me 50 wigs. I'm going to do free wig installs. And as I was posting about it, people were writing me like, hey, I'll come help you with the free wig installation. Yes. Hey, I'll come help you do free haircuts. I'll come help you do this. And I just was able to see like a little bit of the outreach, but still not knowing how much God had promoted me and how much he put me in front of the forefront of people.
Okay, goosebumps. So good.
It was crazy. So I was like, you know what? God, like, I really want people to feel good. Like, you know, people always say, like, it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. But sometimes us as adults, we need a village,
definitely,
too.
Definitely.
And I felt like us as adults, we were going through so much, we needed a village, mm-hmm, to just be like, okay, I am alive. I made it through, like, a celebration. I wanted it to be a celebration of us coming back outside and feeling good again. So I offered the free services. But honestly, y'all, I did not realize how much I grew during the pandemic. I didn't realize that everybody was online while I was promoting it because everybody was at home.
Yeah.
Everybody was on their phones, their computers, their iPads. So me just posting it on my social media, to me, I didn't think it was going to turn out the way it turned out. But when I arrived to my grand opening, it was literally hundreds of people in the line.
Yes.
Yes, it was amazing, but at the same time, I was heartbroken because I only had 50 wigs.
Mm.
It's hundreds of people in line. What am I going to do? I actually even ordered more hair once I started seeing that the post was like growing. It was thousands of people liking the post and stuff like that. Me still not thinking 1,000 people going to show up. So I'm ordering more hair. The hair didn't deliver until the day of the event with DHL.
Wow.
DHL don't, you can't pick up on Saturdays.
Mm-mm.
So it was like, I couldn't get the hair till that Monday, but the event is Saturday. People done flew in for this event. They sleeping outside for this event. So in my head, I'm like, I'm going to give out vouchers. There's no way it's going to be more than 50 people here. It was over 500 people there.
Yes.
They completely bombarded the salon. Wow. But at the same time, even though it was a great turnout, it was a learning experience as well. I was bashed really, really bad about this event. Oh, she didn't have enough. Oh, she did this for clout. Oh, this, that, and the other. I cried for like a month because I felt like, dang, I failed. I didn't do enough. Like, what's only 50 wins? That you didn't give enough. You didn't give enough. And I had to realize, like,
your intention was there.
My intention was there. People's perception could completely change the image of you through people's eyes.
Yeah.
And you know, once online gets involved, one person say something bad, and you got this person, monkey see, monkey do. Mm-hmm. They never even came to your place before, never seen you, never met you before.
Oh, yeah.
Then they got all this bad to say. But I had to realize you're not going to be able to satisfy everybody and take this lesson and just go get better from it.
Because think about it. Who else put together an event
and giving away 50 wigs?
Giving away free wigs.
Free wigs.
Free wigs.
You didn't have to pay to come to the event. You didn't have to register. You didn't have to give a dollar. And it was like, wow, y'all bashing me for this. So I was like, okay, I get it. The devil don't want you to have joy in this moment because you united over 500 people in one space to come for a goodness of something.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, God? I'm not going to let this beat me up. I'm not going to tear this down. So the next year, I bet I had 100 wigs.
Yes.
I had 100 wigs. I was like, I'm going to just give more. And I had more people. I asked them to be a part, and I had vendors coming to be a part. And it has literally became a movement. Each year, it's over 500 people. Now we got Private Label.
Yes.
Donating 100 blow dryers. That's all. That's 200 products given out free of charge just from the goodness of people's hearts that are over these companies. Like, Private Label didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Private Label is a hair company in and of itself. But you see, the devil don't like when people come together because we can do way more together than one can do alone. And I've never even had help. I've never received donations, sponsors, or anything like that to do this event. So to have Private Label just give me 100 blow dryers to give to the community, I'm just like, wow, God, this is becoming bigger than what I've ever could even imagine because now we have another thriving hair company, thriving business that's basically in the same lane as me, but like, you know, saying it's not about Private Label. Like Mikey said it out of his mouth. It's not about Private Label. It's about the people.
Yeah.
You got people coming together and helping do stuff for the people. And I just want to thank y'all again, publicly and privately. I keep thanking y'all because it's just like, I'm honored to have a thought to come so big and to blow up like this and to have help from such genuine people that's just like, hey, this is what I can do. Here is this. That is big. That is huge. And these ain't no cheap dryers, y'all.
Uh-uh.
These ain't no cheap blow dryers. And they work really good. They work really, really good. I'm about to ask them for one myself. Can I just blend me one out so I can have the day of? So showing them
that
is what we giving out. Because like these are priced at $300, y'all. And they are giving 100 of them to Laceland to give out to y'all. If that's not what you call an angel sent donation, like, God, you are real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? When Dallas met you and he sent me the Instagram and we connected really quick, right? I think I got an email. Mm-hmm. And I replied. I was like, on a call real quick and stuff. And it really, he showed me what you were doing, explained it. I looked it up real quick when I was not driving. I really felt like our mission and our lives really aligned.
Yeah.
So on the back end of what Private Label's done over the last few years, which we, you know, like in our Facebook group, people know about it, but we don't really publicly talk about a lot of the stuff we do on the back end as far as for the, like, building the hair community,
giving back to the community.
Yeah. We've done a lot of stuff. So it really, I saw
well,
this.
Well, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about what y'all did for us. This is big.
Yeah, but it was interesting because, you know, I just said, wow, this is somebody else that's actually doing something for the community, which I love the community, but I don't see enough. And there's a lot of people that have done really well in the community over the last 5-10 years that really they're just not doing much for others.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to find somebody else where, you know, our values align with giving back.
Yes.
I was very excited to be honest with you because I was finally. God.
That made me feel
finally
so
I can find somebody else that like cares.
That's so true. Yes. That's
like,
true.
And that's kind of how I feel. I was like, wow, they care. Like, you know, it'd be so much about, like you said, the competition thing.
Yeah.
And I just be like.
And people are for self.
Realize that we can come together and be like great collaborations and doing big things for our people. So even that will potentially bring awareness to our brand for the future purchases and stuff like that. Just them seeing that, hey, these people buy into our brands. What is so simple as to like giving back to these people and saying, hey, this is our appreciation. Thank you.
Yep. And so
for saving up y'all money throughout the year to purchase with us throughout the year. This is the least that we can do. But for y'all to give towards an event now that I've been talking about it to some of my clients, so they're like, hey, I know Private Label. I didn't know they had a blow dryer. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Because who's to say the people who do know about Private Label probably didn't even know about the blow dryers that Private Label had.
Yeah,
and now they're able to come to an event and receive this for free, and they could potentially want to buy some blow dryers for some of their family members for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But just the whole thought around it wasn't about receiving anything back. To have two gentlemen be like, hey, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you shot us out or what, whatever. Like, who wouldn't? Like, I'm definitely going to talk about it. But it's like, hey, God said we need to do this for you. We're doing this for you. Me and my teammate, like, we want to do this. Like, that was big for me. I didn't want to cry in front of Mr. Dallas, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always doing it by myself. So I was just like, dang.
It's good,
like,
to have some help.
It's good to see, like, for some other people to see, like, oh, she doing this. I want to help. That made me feel so good. Yeah. It's like, y'all were brought to me to be part of my village to help people, to give them a village. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, I was telling God literally with my team a week before I met Dallas, I was like, Lord, I don't want to give up on this movement. It's been slow for me this year. It usually takes me a lot of money to have this event. I never complain about it because I feel like this is my way of tithing. I don't have a church home here. I really just started going to church, but over the years I didn't have a church home here. So I was like, this is my way of tithing to the community and giving back with God's money, because this ain't my money. I feel like it's God give it to me, just his people. So I'm just putting it back in rotation. But I was having a conversation with God and I was just like, God, you know it's been slow for me this year. I don't want to give up on this movement, but Lord, you see I don't have it. Like I need help. And then within the same week, I'm in the same room with Mr. Dallas, and he's like, hey, I'm going to see what I can do. I heard about this event. I meant to reach out to you 2 years ago, and it always would pass me by to where it's too late. And so the fact that God put me and Mr. Dallas in the same room together, I said, this is not by chance.
Yeah.
This is God. This is not a mistake. This is not by chance. This is not a coinkadink. This is God. So thank y'all.
That's such a powerful story.
Not a coinkadink. I thank y'all so much. So much. I'm so honored to have y'all part of this event. Seriously.
Whew. I'm speechless.
November 18th, they start lining up the day before. You do not want to miss this event.
Wait, so when you say they start lining up the day before, so people have like their chairs outside,
blankets, they look hot.
So that is like they waiting on a new Jordan.
It's a wig release, y'all. We do 100 free wigs.
Yeah. So let me ask you this before you get into that. Are there any qualifications for people to get the product?
First serve.
And then is it a different style wigs? Like, what kind of wigs can people expect?
Yeah, so I have 14 through 20 inch that I do, either body wave, straight, or deep wave, and they get to choose. But it's first come, first serve. So the closer up you are in line, the best of the choices you get, because, you know, most people going to want to pick the wigs or the longest or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So it goes like that. But they are so excited. Even those who don't get the wigs, they're so excited to receive anything free, because it's not just wigs. We're giving away 1,000 products and services.
Yes.
That's 100 wigs, 100 blow dryers from Private Label. You got 100 goat glues that I'm giving out. You got 100 haircuts, 100 dram retwists. You have 100 makeup mini beats for free. You got some people coming to do lip fillers and lip neutralization.
Wow.
Lashes, tooth gems, teeth whitening.
It's a fest.
It's a literal free fest. So each year I implement different things as far as like products wise, and then you just see the big blow up when you come.
I love it. That's amazing. That is, I've never heard of anything like this before.
It's huge. And it's gotten beyond me. I'm just like, Lord, send some hair collaborators, send something, let somebody donate something to me, and then boom. First, people.
Yeah.
100 blow dryers.
Leave it to Mikey.
I feel like 100 wigs not even enough no more. It's over 500 people sleeping in the line. I'm like, Lord, 100 wigs not going to be enough. I know it's not next year. Like, hopefully I make enough money, you know, working in this line before the event comes to purchase more wigs so I can give them 150 this year instead of 100 and it'd be a surprise to them. I don't know, but the way God is moving, he moving, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't complaining about nothing. However it goes, it's going to go and it's going to be amazing.
So what's the vision, the overall vision for the Laceland Fest?
Well, the overall vision for the Laceland Fest is almost like a mini festival for real, because now we have artists that come and they entertain the people while they're waiting. Like, because if you think about it, it's all of these people waiting for services. Yeah. So we got to entertain them some type of way. So my vision overall is just like, people are waiting for Laceland Free Fest to not only become a vendor to like either sell their products at the event or to come showcase their talent, either come and help do free wigs, come help do free lashes or whatever service that they do to promote their talent and give themselves exposure. Talent come out as far as like artists to come showcase their talent if they need to be, if they want to get a free crowd to be in front of, because we're giving artists a free platform to perform in front of hundreds of people. You're not just giving that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not even only that, for brands to collaborate. I don't want to just be the only person giving the wigs and the products. If in the future I can have other hair companies then donating me wigs, donating me what other products of theirs that I can give to the community, they are grateful for whatever that we're giving out because it's free.
Yeah.
When you say free, they're going to test it out. And if it's just you just giving a certain amount of your free products from your company, you don't know who's going to return to your company for after receiving that free product. And so that's what I'm thinking of it as far as like us catapulting businesses and artists and, you know, stylists or beauty moguls to the industry to show them, because God blessed me with a platform. I'm really honored to have it. Whatever I can post and show, like, hey, these people are a part of this event. They're doing this. They're doing that. Somebody on my page is going to see it and buy into you one day. And that's all. That's my biggest vision, to get it so big to a point where it's a worldwide event where people already started flying in to be a part of something. We're gonna take over a stadium one day or something.
Yeah, like, come on, stadium.
I want it to be so huge to the point where it's like the biggest giveaway, the biggest event, to where people like, and then it's during the holidays.
Yeah.
It's every Saturday before Thanksgiving. So if you don't have a dollar to get your hair done, you know you can come the Saturday before Thanksgiving and get spruced up to go visit your family for the holidays. That was a vision of mine too, because like, this is the slowest time of the year for businesses, even with people.
Yeah.
They saving money to get toys for their kids and saving money to make food for their families and stuff like that. Like, I was reaching out to people to see if they want to donate some turkeys this year so I can give out turkeys at the event.
Wow.
You got some people who probably don't even have a kitchen to cook it in, but they'll find somewhere to warm it up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like whatever I can do. And I feel like once they get bigger and bigger, you'll have more people getting their eyes on it that may want to give to the event so that we can give in the most largest way that Atlanta has ever given in. And we can take it on tour. Like, I really want to like take this on tour and do it in different cities, like throughout the year, not just one time a year. Like you said, we might need to do it in the summer.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get it to where I could probably take one city a month and go do this. Like, do you know how huge that would be? Laceland on tour, and we taking it every month or every other month and doing it in a different location. Have like a poll or something and asking the people, what city do you want us to come to next? And we have like the funds and the wherewithal to give to all these different states. Like, I want to be the Santa Claus.
Yeah, come on, Santa Claus.
You know what I'm saying? I want to be the Santa Claus of services.
Damien Claus.
The Santa Claus of sleigh.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Love that.
So, we're going to get there in Jesus' name. More people going to find
out
about it.
It's already done. It's already done.
In Jesus' name, I'm claiming it.
Yep, it's already done.
And I already got my partners.
Let's go.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so there's people listening, people watching who may be scared to get started in business or who are struggling with marketing in business or creating a product. What is one piece of advice that you would share?
Scared. I was scared. I was scared. But I was more scared of the ghost of potential around my bed when I die. Like, what if these thoughts or these things that was laid on your heart turn into ghosts that would be on your bed? So yeah. I heard a speaking like this one day, like, what if they were ghosts around your bedside because you never had the potential to, you never tried it? And I'd rather it be me try it and then not succeed than me just having a thought about it and saying, oh, I'm scared, I don't want to do it. Because I don't want them lingering around my bed saying, why didn't you try me? Why I came to you when you was a child and I came to you during this time and you never even put no thought into me. You didn't even try with me. I'd rather say I tried all this stuff. And whether it worked, if it didn't, it didn't. You want to say, you want to have no regrets.
Yeah.
And you don't want those regrets surrounding your bedside when you can't, when you literally can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid. You should be afraid of not trying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of what it's going to turn out, because however it's going to lay out is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, God already planned these things out for us. It's a matter of us taking the initiative to start, because he can give us ideas all day, all night. Nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. If you ain't out here putting that it part to work, it's going to always be a thought. You need action behind a thought for it to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only advice I really got for as far as people being scared, because it's like, what you afraid of? The people saying no?
Just do it afraid.
Yep. Do it afraid. But you won't be afraid after that first day, because you had already started.
That's true. I love that. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you were like, dang, man, I really wanted to tell this to the people?
I don't know. I feel like I talked to y'all about everything, but... Like, seriously, if y'all want to be a part of Laceland, if y'all want to give to Laceland, if y'all want to be a volunteer, if you want to perform at Laceland, just email us at DeneenDefineSweets@yahoo.com and come join the team. Whether you just showing up, whether you just giving out the free food, passing out, helping us pass out the bags, you at the front of the line, you holding, helping with the crowd control, it don't matter. Like, we literally need help in all areas. So just email us at DeneenDefined, that's DeneenDefined Suites, Suites, at yahoo.com, and just tell us what it is that you want to do for the Laceland Free Fest, and we're so open to all the help that we can receive. So just hit us up and we can just see how you can be a part. But other than that, like, I feel like y'all covered everything. My rapping, hell, I do taxes.
taxes on the side.
Taxes, adjusting. I'm talking about the girl wear mini hats.
Yes.
But I feel like the focus and the main thing here is to really just show like how y'all collaborated with a real girl. And I'm just so honored.
With a real one.
Collaborated with a real girl. Y'all helping me out. Like, y'all literally showed me how God is answering my prayers. Like, I'm just so honored to even be here, to be able to share the word, because I feel like all platforms matter. And the word got to get out for you to even start receiving help. So this is a big thing as well, just allowing me to come on y'all platform and share what I have going on and letting y'all people know that y'all are, you know, helping and being part of the movement. So it just... I know I'll get more support from that. And I just appreciate that so much. I'm really grateful to be here.
Absolutely. Yes. And this an amazing episode. I've learned some stuff too with a beautiful spirit. Yes. And hopefully you guys take a lot from this episode. She spoke some gems, poured out her heart, and it was dope. So you keep what you're doing.
Thank
and people are going to gravitate towards you because of your heart, your spirit, and your intentions.
Thank you. Y'all got good energy too now.
Definitely.
People wouldn't be sitting out here with y'all having good conversations if y'all ain't had good energy.
Not bad.
Y'all keep leading the freaking way, because y'all keep the conversation going, baby.
I love that. Thank you. So remember, you guys like, comment, subscribe, whether you're watching us on YouTube, listening to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, wherever else we are, which I'm sure it's a lot of other places. Make sure you guys let us know in the comments who you want to hear from, so that we can have these guests like Damien herself, who are going to pour into you and help you with your business. So make sure y'all check out Laceland Fest on November 18th. Follow her on Instagram. We'll put everything in the show notes, and we'll be back with another episode soon.
Period.
Later.